Okay. Amar Abaye. Roichve gemolim asurim lechol betruma. Sagt Rashi. Evoreim mischamimim bipsara gomol umotzim zera. I should explain that they used to gemolim. They used to ride without a saddle. So they're right up against the animal. So mischamim the motzim zera. So we're choishes for that. And a balkeri can't eat truma. Tanya nami hochi. Reichve gemalim kulam rishoy. Like we just said. Hasaponim kulam tzadikim. That's a different story. Yeah, the Gemara, the Mishnah. And the Kiddushin that way, because they're always living besakona, sailors, they're always besakona, so supposedly that should bring them closer to Avim Shabashamai. Hachamorim, people who ride on donkeys, mehen rishoy, mehen tzadikim. It's like those. If it depends if they're using a saddle or not. Those who use a saddle. Let's look at the Rashi. The third white one. The makeup. Ukov shall come on a saddle. Imi eshel ukov. So they're sitting on something hard. Ha'ever ena meschami. Shreitz koshihu. But if he ain't lo ukov, then he's the same as the camel guy. Ain't lo ukov meschami bebsara chamor. Aval derach gimolim. Gamolim. Lircho belo ukov. Elber madas meschami. Okay, so the camel guys always ride without a saddle, they got problems. The chamor, mamol, yamol, nish. Those who ride with a saddle are okay. Those who ride without a saddle are the same bishoyim as the gamol. Igadamre, by the camel, I'm sorry, by the chamor, it depends. Hod the metartin, hod the lo metartin. Metartin means they ride the regular way. Not side saddle, regular. One leg this way, one leg that way, so vaitim is chamein. Hod the lo metartin, they ride side saddle. So like, so then they're okay. Shuben Levi is like one broke his layit, cursed man, a mandigoni apark, one who sleeps on his back, flat back. Rashi said, Rashi dem apark, pon of lamaylo, ugnusu. Rashi says two pshutim. She poamim she iskasha eiver toshinos is gala, be exposed. The oichi yod of munochas lo alveir eivoru mischamim. Or Tosis says that sleeping on your back, the blankets will be on the eiver. Okay. Say cursed. Ainay Vomar of Yosei Pragdon, same idea on your back, Lo Yikra Krishma. Krishma Huda Lo Yikra Mignashapadoma. Yeah, it's from there it sounds. From there it sounds like you can't read Krishma flat on your back, but not per se that you can't sleep, that he was saying much more. Zogdi Gemara, Le'inyan Migna. And there's obviously Krishna's words. So we're saying, Linyan Migna sleeping, Ki Matzli Shapar Domi. What problem is flat on your back? But Matzli, Rashi says, Muta Ma'atal, see, a little bit you lean, say, not Mamish flat on your back, that's okay. But Linyan Krishna, that's still not okay. Ki Matzli Osa, that's also us, unless you sit up, or you turn completely on the side. What's the problem there? So Rashi in Brochus says, Shemekabel all of Malchus Shemaim derech Shror of a Gaiver. That's another problem. Do it the Chimum business. It's a Pesach derech Gaiver the Chazal held. So Legabe Krish Legabe to get out of the problem of this Chimum business enough. A little bit you move a little bit to the side. Krishma they consider derech Gaiver unless you either sit up for Shetzach or you lay completely on the side. Frankly, Gemara Rav Yochanan Matzli Vekari Krishma. He read Krishma a little bit matzladik, not completely on the side. He just told me you shouldn't do that for Krishma. Shiner Rebbeicha and the Balbos Sahab. It was very heavy. But it's hard for him to go on the side. I think Brachni Shulchan Aruch that if one is very heavy or he's not feeling like he can't, a little bit matzli is good enough. Okay. Good. Derech Benos Yisroel, Meshamshis Bishneyed. Echod Loi, Ve'echod Lo. That's after Tashmish. V'hatznuas, as we learned, misakne shlishi l'sakin et sabayis. We learned yesterday, no? Motzei Shavuos, we learned that doesn't mean tznuas were bodi before tashmish. That's a mishnah. You have to be bodi before tashmish. The tznuas, the extra frumkeit was that they wouldn't reuse the eight. That's the tznuas we had on Yud Beis Omid Aleph. That they wouldn't reuse the eight. Rashi brings it. Rashi tells, they have an eight koydim tashmish. So Rashi says, This we've had before. This is important. Nimso al shaloi. If the tashmish he finds dam on his aid. Okay, now let's just get this straight. If she finds dam on her aid, that's going to be the submission. It's not 100% sure when it came. It could theoretically have come the second day after tashmish. It's not, we're going to see that. That's what we have to. But nimso al shaloi, there's nothing to discuss. If it's on his aid, it was on his aver, that means it was from her, it was there b'shas tashmish. So nimsal eid shalo, if that's a vada, you're ready. Tmeyim v'chayom korm. That's a chiyuv chatos. Shoygik, v'shteim toch. But it's a chiyuv chatos. We know for sure it was there b'shas tashmish. Nimsal shalo, that depends. It depends how soon after, they made zman, how soon after the tashmish that bedika was made, we can pin it back. Nimsal shalo oisyoim. This we spoke yet. Shiyaves. That's the came out immediate. Just enough to go. The shamish goes out. The egg goes in. You can't even make a bedik at that time. Oisyoim. The word they bring the oruch and Rashi says increase in Yuma. I think it's a Greek word. It means miyad. It means immediately. Nimsal shalo oisyoim. Rashi miyad lachar abilo tmeim v'chayom bekorm. That we consider avadai. So the tome avadai. Why is he Tomei? He's a Boil Nida. Boil Nida has the same tomb as a Nida. Sini does all of. He also is Tomei Shiva. And he's Chayv, they're both Chayv Chat. Now, Nimsal Shalola Achaz Man, we're going to see the word Zman. It means after Oisim. Whoever Oisim is after that, let's say it's 3 seconds. If you find, if the Dik is made or the Kinuach is made after that 3 seconds, then it's a Sofik. Then we call it a Sofik, was it there, Bishas Tashmash. Tomei is Sofik. It says Tumas Sofek back, right? He's Tumas Sivan for 7 Misofek. And Ptur Min HaKorm, sorry, Ptur Min HaKorm, there's no Korm Chatos here. Now, will there be, there could still be an Oshem Tol, right? Achiv Koris B'Shoigig is a Korm Chatos, right? Achiv Koris B'Shoigig B'Sofek. That's Oshem Toli. We're going to see in the Gemara what happened. The Ptur Min HaKorm sounds you don't bring any korm. What happened to an Oshem Toli? You should still bring an Oshem Toli. We'll come to that soon. Zog the Gemara, Ezo Achazman, what's called Achazman? Kedei sheteired min amito v'tadiach poneo. To get off the bed and make some sort of a kinuach. Okay. That's called Achazman. If you're in that time period, that's Sofik. The Tomim is Sofik back. And there's no Korban, the Mishnah says. After that, the Arakach, that's Metamim Esles, that's the regular, that's the Dechum we had on that base. Mistam, they found 10 minutes later. That's like Stam. That's Stam Epis that. That's like she had a Riyah. So that's our din of the first Mishnah in the Metamim Esles. That's a Chumra only in Kodshim. That's a different thing. Veinim Metamim Boyalo. This week we had before in Davov is Tumas Mesles Metame Boyalo. Let's say take the first mission in Nido. She had a Riyah. Okay? She had a Riyah 10 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. Is the husband? They had Tashmish Sunday. Is the husband told me I was Boyal Nido. He told me she goes back 24 hours. So his Bila was within the 24 hours. Is he told me I was Boyal Nido? So we had on Davov already. So Machloikis over there. We hold not that Chumer they didn't make that far on the husband. Rabbi Kiva says they made it. Ainim Matamas Boyalo, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af Matamas Boyalo. The Chumas Mesla S includes even being Matamid Oz. Moidim Chachomin Rabbi Kiva, Beroye Kesem, Shematamas Boyalo. Now we don't know what that means. We'll see tomorrow what that means. Does that mean Tama backwards? It means the Kesem is Muhammad and the Re'iyah. You just told me that when she has a regular Re'iyah, we don't go back 24 hours to Matamid Boyal. Here we do, we'll see that. We'll do that for tomorrow. Okay. Now let's go to the basic. Back to the first din of the Mishnah. Nimsal Shaloi, we said, is a Tumas Vada. They have to bring a Korm Chatos, a Tumas Vada. The Chura, because what's to talk about? I mean, if it's on his aid, so there wants to be a Bishas Tashmish. Freg the Gemara, the Nechush, Dilmo, Dam Makoilasu. Maybe it's Dam Makoilas. Well, my cousin's a kino, but I don't have a word for it. That's a louse. Is that a kid? My cousin's so a small vog that was very, very common over there in those days.
A
louse. Yeah. It's a big player in these halachas, we will see. Okay, what's the kasha exactly? Now, obviously, the kasha is not, okay, not obviously, we'll take that word back, but the kasha is kipshuto not, therefore they should be tohor. I mean, did the Gemara mean to say, let's say for sure it was a makailas and let the thing go? I mean, what happened at Tashmish? He's biting himself right after the Tashmish, and he finds something, finds dam on the aid. The Mishnah says the tome vada. So the Gemara is asking, maybe it was Dama Koilis. That's all the Gemara is asking. Maybe it was Dama Koilis. Why are you making it a Tumas Vada? Let it be Chocha Tumas Sofek. Let's see Rashi. The first Rashi. Makoilis Kino. Vamai Tmein Vada Lisroif Trumo Uleschayev Bekorm Vada. You're making it a Tumas Vada. Lehevei Sofek. Let's at least make it a Sofek, meaning Litlois Trumo. It'll only be toilen by Trumo. Ulehovi Hashem Toli Veloi Chatos. The Dilma Dama Koilas Su Shahoy Boys and Mokum be Isha Ukshibol Nid Bagbo. It's maybe. Why is so sure? There is an out here. Maybe it's Dama Koilas. Omer Reb Zeira Oisay Mokum Boduku Eitzel Makoilas. Rashi says, Vada ain't Shah Makoilas. Makoilas do not go there, therefore it's Vada Megufa Asias, the Tumas Vada. Vikida Amre Dochuku Eitzel Makoilas. Rashi learns, Ein Makoilas Yecholi Konisham. It's tied, Makoilas can't get in. What's the difference in the first Lashon and the second Lashon? In the first Lashon, it's a Vada, Boduku. Makoilas don't go into the Mokum. In the second one, it means it's difficult for them to get. It's a long shot. We're not terribly worried about it, but it's not impossible. My benayu, what will be the difference? Ige benayu, the shtakach makoilas ritzufo. On the shmata, he finds the dam, and right and next to it, he finds a smashed makoilas. Now that already makes us think more makoilas. Ilahach lishendom aboduku. The first lashon that says with a vados. That there's no makoilus in the mokim. Homa almosi, there's nothing to talk about. So there's a makoilus there. What's the difference? The dam here did not come from the makoilus. Because the makoilus wasn't there, vishastash. Lahach nishadom a dochuku. Dochuk, meaning it's not impossible. It's not impossible. Then already we are misupik. Maybe the makoilus was there. Ema Shamish Ritzof, and the Shamish Eistashmish smashed the Makoilas, and this Dam is Dam Makoilas. As if your whole Boduku, the kids, if it, the way Rashi learns, that they don't learn quite that way, but the way Rashi learns, Boduku is a Vada, there's nothing to talk about. So good, you have a Makoilas, what should I do? There's no Makoilas inside, and that's it. The Dam came from her. If your whole Dochuku means it's tight, Dochuk, so the Makoilas don't usually go there, you can't get in. Here I have a reason to assume that there is, as my cousin's before night, some supik in it. Now, the Rosh points out, but so you're telling me, basically telling me on this side there's a possibility of makoilas. Right? So every time he finds dam on his day, let's be masupik in makoilas. Why do you need to be a makoilas on the shmata? You're telling me, if you're bodik, there's no makoilas in this world. Then I understand, even if it's sitting right in front of you, I don't think it was inside. But here you tell him it could be there. So what do you have to need it in front of you for? What do you need the presentation for? So the Rosh, now for this tzad, that it was pumped there b'shas tashmis, and he smashed it with the Eiver, Seichel, not exactly from your everyday occurrences, you know what I mean? It's a long shot. I'm not going to go cholim a makoilus, and he smashed it if there's no makoilus before now. I take out the shmat, I see the makoilus over here on this side of the shmat, I see the dam over here, okay? And I know that it's possible for makoilus to be in the makim, so then I start putting one and one together, or at least three quarters and three quarters together, and I make a chash. Again, this is a chash lechumra, understand. I'm not saying the tor, I'm saying the tomim is sofik, meaning don't bring a garm katos. It's not, it's the other way around. It's the second lotion in that sense is more machmer kipshuto. It doesn't let you bring a garm vada. Okay. Itma. Bodko be'ed ha-boduklo. We're going to get some basic terms down here. Eid HaBoduk law means that just before the Tashmish, she looked at it and she knows there was nothing on there. That's the best aid you can have. Why? Because anything that wasn't Boduk immediately before, there's always the possibility that there was something on it from before. She takes the aid and she makes a bedikah, she finds something. Maybe it was there before she made the bedikah. So Eda Boda cuts that out. Eda Boda means the way we do today. She looks over the Shemata before, mamish before she uses it. Okay. Now she took Eda Boda. So that cuts out the possibility, that cuts out a major plea, that cuts out possibility of anything being there from before. Oh, she makes her B'dika. V'tochsa b'yirecha. Pressed it up against her leg, right? Okay, and she didn't check it. Ulemocha motzo oleho dam. Let's be oleho, not on the shmata. She found dam on her leg where she pressed the day. Okay, what are our possibilities here? That there was dam on the bedika before? Impossible. Say it aboru klo. Basically, we're down to two possibilities. The dam was on the aid, meaning she's tmeya. What's it doing on her leg? She took the shmata and rubbed it on her leg. So it came from, it went from the shmata to the leg. Now there's also a far out possibility. There is a far out possibility here. That dam came min hachutz on her leg. That has dam not do the bdik. Now don't forget, we're not talking in the yorech where it could come from the mokum. We're talking on the outside of the leg, okay? It didn't come from her. So it could be that some dam spritzed on her leg. When she took the shmata, which was perfectly clean after the bedika, and rubbed it on her leg, she punked. She's a very lucky woman. She punked, rubbed it where the dam was, and the dam went from her leg to the shmata. Then she's tahir, and we have no problem. That's the two possibilities here. Now, okay, why don't we just look at the shmata, you're asking. Let's see, is the dam on the shmata, right? The trat is not present, Tosis says. We lost it, okay? At the ages before then, we look at it. If there's dam on the aid, we got dam on the aid. I'm talking about. Okay. What? No, the question is. That's if we know, correct. The simple way to go is to say there's no shmata. If there's a shmata and there's dam on it, that's the other way to go, then we still have this possibility. Okay. Omar Rav Tmeyo Nido. It's a Tumas Vadai. It didn't come from before. We say it was on the shmata. It went from the shmata to the leg. We don't take seriously the possibility that it went from the leg to the shmata. Okay. Amalei Rav Simi Bachia v'choshesh is amritlon. You told us once, you taught us that it's not a vadai. It's only a sofik. Meaning we do reckon with the possibility of the other way around. That it came Alma on the leg and from there to the shmata. Okay. But we don't go to it. Okay, so this case we come out is Vada. Disregard the mistake, whatever. We go here Vada. Again, we don't go with that possibility, the long shot, that it came minachutz on the leg, from the leg to the aid. That we don't go with. The assumption is it went from the aid to the leg. But again, that's only by your Eda Boduk. By your Eda Shein Boduk, Rashi will say later, that's a different story. Then we already have a Svek Sveka, because then we say it might have been there before. And once we allow possibilities, then we will take the possibility it went from the leg to the Eda, which it's an interesting Rashi here, Rabbi Krieger points out. We don't reckon with it on the face of it, but once we have some other side, then we look at it, it becomes like a Svek Sveka, and we'll drop it. That's why it's Eda Boduk here. Okay, next. Now we come to another interesting question. Now we're talking about she made the bedika v'nichosu b'kufsa. She put it in a safe place, meaning nothing happened to it, nothing fell on it afterwards. She made the bedika and put it in a drawer somewhere. Lemocha, she wakes up, motzo all of dam. She finds dam on that date. Okay? What are our possibilities here? Very simple. Did it come from the bedika? Or was it there from before? Because it's Eishen and Boruk. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Kol Yomov Shel Reb Chiyo Timei, his whole life at the Gepatskin Tomei Fazazach. Ula Eisek Noso, when he got older, Tier, it was Matar. Now we're not sure, what did he mean? Iboyelu. Heichiko Omer. Kol Yomov Timei Mishum Nido. His whole life he paskined, it's vadai tome. Leisik noso tihe mishum nido time mishum kesen, meaning he switched his psak from vadai tome to sofek tome. That's what happened there. Odilmo kol yom of time mishum kesen. his whole life on the Gepaskin, it's Tomei Sofik. Ulaysik does got very liberal. Tiyamivalaiklum. So now we're not sure now in Rabchi. He definitely had a change of heart when he got older. He went Lakul. Okay, yeah, cool, cool, but alright. Did he his whole life paskin it's Tomei Vada? Lisakyoma be switched, no, it's only a Sofik. Or his whole life he paskin it's a Sofik. And when he got older, he said, it's Torah. That's our question. We'll soon see. Oh, now, let's see what's going on over here. Toshma. Desanyo. Exactly this case. We'll have exactly what he said. Botka be'eit she'eno boduk lo. V'nichosu be'kufsu. Ulamocha motzu olav dam. Rebbe omer, t'mei mishum nida. So Rebbe, we know clear. Rebbe paskins, it's vaday tomei. Now, this is an interesting thing, because you got to understand that we paskin this way. This is not such a simple thing. It's Tomei Vadai. There's a serious possibility that it could be from before. I mean, it's an Eichein Obodu. Why are we so sure about this? Tomei Vadai, why? So first of all, Rashi gives a very important thing there towards the bottom. You shouldn't need it, the bottom. Tumo Vados, why? The cave in the Cheskas Domim Shom Lomesapkinim Bemekamehochim. That's the Cheskas Dom come. The Dam is Motsu by the Mokum. It's a cheskas dam, most dam comes to. If I stayed some dam, could have flown into the window, you know what I mean? From a wounded eagle passing over my window. That could be. It could come from. La maisa cheskas dam, a mitsuyim there, she made the bdik. Now, Tosis went, we'd have to be very careful here. So, Samevar, I don't take seriously the possibility of something on that shmata. Now, that you have to think about because you're talking about an eight chain of board. What is that supposed to mean? Eight chain of boduk? You never saw the thing before. What do you mean you don't think the possibility? What about for royal lion? No, it came from an apron of a butcher. I mean, it's ridiculous. How could you say a thing like that? How could you make a tumas vadai on something you never saw? So, studying that's very important. The shenala poskim. There are three levels in aid. There's aid haboduk. Aid haboduk means you looked at it. She looked at it right before and she used it. Then there's aid she'eino boduk. A complete aid she'eino boduk. That's you took a shmati you never saw it in your life. Then there's they call the aid habeinani. And that's what we're talking about. Eda Beinani means, of course she looked at it once. She didn't pick up a thing, you know, off the street in a garbage can. That's ridiculous. It was an aid. It's like the aid they have today. And it was clean. And she looked it over. And she put it in her drawer. 2 days later, she made a bedika without looking at it directly before the bedika. That's the Eda Beinani we're talking about here. So he says, a real Eda Beinani, nobody in his right mind could say Tomei Vadai. How could that possibly be? I mean, you're talking something you never saw before. For all I know, it was full of dam before I ever picked it up. So I'm not talking about it. We're talking about the eight, but they call the apostle called Eda Beinani. Eight chain of boduk directly before the Tajmash. But Avad, it was looked over once by her and put down. Okay. Then already, it's the question, did it come from her? Or did it come in the intervening 2 days when a bird flew in and dropped a piece of dam? There we discount that possibility according to Reb. Now we are after Reb Chiya. What do we want to know? Did Reb Chiya hold his whole life like this, Vaday, and switch to Sofek? Or did he hold his whole life Sofek, and at the end he held nothing? Reb Chiya omat meyem ishum kesem, Sofek. Omalo Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya says to Rebbe, Iato moide shetzricho kegris va'oid. Don't you agree, Rebbe, that you're only going to be metame Vaday if it's a certain size? We'll learn later in the Masechta Kigrisva, whatever it is, a penny, a dime, a nickel, any Rav Yes will have his own take on it. Whatever it is, what's it there for? To get out of Makoilus. A Makoilus's dam can only be a certain size. This gets you out of Makoilus. Don't you agree with me, Rebbe, that it's only when it's Kigrisvoid? Omale Abel Yavada. Omaloim Kane Af Ato Asiso Kesem. Rebbe, what are you saying to me? How could it be Tomei Vadai? You yourself making it for a Thomas Sophie. What does he mean to say? Why do you need Kigrisvoid? Because if it's less than that, you say maybe it was a makoilus. It's only soft, right? That's what you're telling me, right? So you toil on zach. So now you have a grisvoid. So maybe it was there before the bedik. I understand. Are you toiling or not toiling? Tumas vaday. Why is tumas vaday you don't need gris? Afa bedik you don't need a gris. Why? Because we know it came from there. Afa thing, afa kesel, we don't know where it came from. We had this thing, Chazal made this thing of tlias makoilus. And you have to have grisvoid. Rabbi, you're being toiling or you're not being toiling? What's your plan today? You into the Tliyasin or you're not into the Tliyasin? How Vadai are you? It came from her. Obviously, you're not so Vadai. Because less than Gris, you say it's a Makoilus. So now it's more than Gris. Be toiler that it came before. Rebbe Sov, I've been a Kigris, V'oid Lafuki Midam Makoilus. They came in the Nofak Lomi, Dam Makoilus, Vadai Migufo Osa. Basically, they explain it to her. But what he's saying is, The only kli I use is my koilus, because that was very shriach in the times of Chazal. That's a very shriach dekezach. That I got to get rid of. So I need gris voy, but no other klis. That's what he told him. Okay, now, whatever it is, what's the machloikis over here? Rebbe holds tumas vadai, Reb Chiya holds sofek, correct? We wanted to know, did Reb Chiya hold his whole life vadai and at the end sofek? Or his whole life sofek and at the end vadai? Here we got it. This is at the end of his life. My lav bizeknuso koi. This is talking bizeknuso, says Rashi, because he's arguing with his Rebbe. If he was a kid, he wouldn't argue with his Rebbe. He's obviously, at this point, a serious Talmud Chacham, an older person. Or Taisus says, we find Talmudim, but who argued with the Rebbeim, but we know he was older because he didn't get to Rebbe till he was older. He learned first in Bavel. He didn't move up there until he was older. Whatever it is, this discussion occurred when he was older already. So now we got it. That means when he's older, he held Sofei. So now we have our answer. That means when he was younger, he held Vadai. We know what's going on. Hobi, I'll do so. Okay, so we have it. Bekitzer, Rebbe holds it's a Tumas Vadai. Reb Chiya holds through most of his life, he held it was a Tumas Vadai. Soif Yomov, he had Charoto, and he held it's only Tumas Kes. Fine. Mishtabach le Rebbe, le Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, be Reb Chama Babisa. Rebbe was once telling Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi, what Rabbi Talmud Chochem, Reb Chama Babisa is. Dorom Godel, is that Aram Godel? Omalos, Reb Shmuel said to Rebbe, yeah, okay, send it to me the next time he comes to town, I want to see. Omalos, l'chshiyov l'yotcha, when you bump into him, he bumps into you, haviyeh l'yotcha, bring him to me, I want to talk to you as Aram Godel. Ki also, so Reb Chama Babisa came to Reb Shmuel, and he asked him a shaila. Omalay, afakat, Reb Shmuel said to him, boi minoi milsa, frag a shaila, ask me something. Boy, mine, what did he ask? If I state chayes, what we're learning right now, obviously. But kabeichino bodik lo vinichosul bekufsul lemochem motzul of dam. Our kashayla, ma, what's the din? That's what this Reb Chama Babisa is. Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi. Reb Shmuel Reb Yosi. He answered him in a politically correct fashion. He says, "Listen, who should I answer according to? Amalo kedivrei abo emalo. Should I tell you what my father has to say on the issue?" O kedivrei Rebbe Eimeloch, or should I tell you what Rebbe said? Now, Rebbe, we know, he held Tumas Vadai, we just had it. Rebbe Yossi, we're going to soon say, holds Torah. So he told him, should I tell you like my father, Rebbe Yossi, or should I tell you what Rebbe said? Adem Chama Babisa Gizok, Omele kedivrei Rebbe Eimeli. Tell me what Rebbe said. Rebbe Shmuel didn't like that. Om Rebbe Shmuel, Zeu Sha'imrim Olav, the Adam Godlu. This is an Adam Godlu. Reb Yossi was Rebbe's Rebbe. This out of Godel. He wants to know what the Talmud said. But mark him the Rav. What's it us for our business? That's out of Godel. What's out of Chama Babisa? Talk about Taina. Reb Chama Babisa Sovar. Rebbe was Taka Talmud by Reb Yossi. But Amibigishtigin. He passed him over. Rebbe Reish Mesiftahu. Ushchichi Rabbonim Kamei. And a lot of Talmidim. Umechadadesh might say. So at the end, he came out being quote unquote bigger. So he wanted to know the psak according to Rebbe. What's this machlokes Rebbe mit Reb Yossi? This we didn't hear about yet. Rebbe, we know. What's Reb Yossi's take on the issue? My Reb Yossi. Omer Rav Ada Bamas, Natona Rebbe, Metami Reb Yossi Metar. Okay. Now, his Metar was not clear. Pashas, he means a Gamsen Torah. We never had that. So we had two Torah, the Rebbe Vadai and Reb Chiya was a Kesem. He Pashas holds its Torah in Gamsen. Okay, Lomazem. Now, you should know that this machloikis Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef and this Kesem on the H and a Boduk is totally on another machloikis. Kishetime Rebbe, ki Reb Meir. Rebbe who's Matami holds like Reb Meir. We'll see in 1 second. Ukshetia Reb Yosef liatzmotir. He's going to his sheet. Okay, what now we have we're going to have a machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Yosef, and he's claiming this machloikis by us depends on that machloikis over there. What's that machloikis? This is the first Mishnah in the 9th parak. In the 10th parak, I take that back. It's the 9th parak. The Sanya. Okay, give me a quick preface here. The anatomy here does not stim from what I know with what we know today. We're going to get back to it in the 9th parak. Just anatomy does not stim exactly. Okay? She was being mashed in. She saw dam in the urine. Reb Meir Oimer, im Oimedes Tmeir. Okay? Im Yosheves Tahoira. Okay, what is going on over here? Now, Let's take the first. The simple case is Yeshevas Tahir. Why? Because, I mean, that Chazal Shtimu, what do I know? The Pesach Meiraglayim has nothing to do with where the dam comes. So it's two separate things over there. So she's being mashed in, and there's dam in the Meiraglayim. That dam has nothing to do with the mocha. That's coming, she has some sort of infection. She's seeing a doctor, but it's not our problems over here. And so of course we assume it's Torah. It's dam Meiraglayim, it's dam mocha, something's wrong. Okay. The Shaz, what's happening to my medis tmei? What's going on over there? Okay, Dede Gemara says a thing which I don't understand it exactly. I don't think we understand it the way we see things today. Let's see the Rashi there for a second. Omeres Tmeya, the came in the Dchukahi, obviously it's Omeres, it's coming out with a pressure. Hodu, that's a little Lashon's Gemara there. Hodu me raglayim la mokar, the Isidom. Since it's coming out in a pressured fashion, somehow the me raglayim goes back to the mokar and it's schlepping out dam from the mokar. Okay, I don't understand it biologically. I don't think we have a pshat that bechlal today how to deal with that. But that's a mayor. Once you have this pressure business, which means it's possible that the meirak line somehow hoder, it got to the mocker and it's schlepping down from the mocker, uemetami. Rabbi Yossi says, benkachu benkach, tohir. It's a possibility. He's not arguing with him in the biology here. It's a possibility. But we assume the dam came from from the Meirag line, because that's what it looks like. Now, why is he Metame, Reb Meir? Why is he Metame? Because it's a possibility, whatever this possibility is, it's dam and amok. Then he uses the svara we used before in Rebbe. Since Cheskas Domim Shom, both dam comes from the mocker, that moves it over. But basically, this machlokes Remeir Reb Yosi is very close to the machlokes we just had over here. You have a possibility it came from somewhere else, but you have this Cheskas Domim in the mocker. Does that take over or not? That's what Reb Zeir said. Rebbe, who holds its Vadai by any chain of Boduk, that's Remeir over there. He doesn't grab onto possibilities. He assumes it. Once it's possible it came from the mocker, we assume it came from the mocker. Reb Yosi is Matar. He deals with possibilities and he's Matar. That's what he said. The two machlokes can go together. Omle Ravacha Breid the Rovel Ravashi. You're telling me that Rebbe is Reb Meir, right? Now Rebbe was Matame Tumas Vada. That will only be good if Reb Meir over there, when he was Matame the Isha, meant the Tumas Vada. But it's not, he claims. He never meant Tumas Vaday there, but Yosef meant Tumas Sofek. So then your link up is not true. You're telling me that the Rebbe here is Reb Meir there. That's not true, because Reb Meir there is only a Tumas Sofek, and Rebbe here is a Tumas Vaday. The whole equation is off. Now that you clearly understand, if Reb Meir is a Tumas Sofek, obviously Reb Yosef, when he said Tor, meant Tor and Ganson. There's no other room to move over here. The ilu Rebbe mishum nidakoma. What do you make out tushta like that? He said Vada. He said Thomas. Nishda zel bazaf. I mean, faket. That's the machlokes Rebbe and Reb Chiya. I mean, that is the machlok. Omale, you're making a mistake. You're misquoting him. That's not what he said. Anan orika amrinen. You're misquoting Rebbe Yosef Chanina. I heard it from Rebbe Yosef Chanina. Git ma'i mishum nida itma. That Rebbe Yosef Reb Chanina didn't say that. He said exactly the opposite. Rebbe Yosef Chanina said that when Rebbe Meir was metamei over there by Yosef Tzocheo, he was metamei atumas vada. So that's good. Reb Meir is a Tumas Vaday. That's what Reb Zeir said. And Rebbe is Reb Meir. Now, again, once Reb Meir in Oyset Socheo becomes a Tumas Vaday, Reb Yosi now could move up to Tumas Sofek. Now, it's not clear what Reb Yosi holds. Shemachlogs in his toys over here. Keep shooting Reb Yosi meant it's Tor and Ganson. At the end of the day, then you come out with three sheetahs in this Eidah Shein Abod. Rebbe holds it to Tumas Vaday. Reb Chiya, and when he got all the hell, there was a Tumas Sofek, and Reb Yosi Pashas holds its Torah Lagamre. Because the Gemara says the Machloik is in link from here to Oyset Socheo, and in Oyset Socheo, Kibshuto, he was Matar in Gans. Nimsal Shiloh Oysyem, Tmeyim. This we had already. What's Oysyem? How much time is that? Tana Rabbon, we had on your base. Ezu Shia Veset, again, not to be confused, this Veset is not that Veset. I don't want to use the word Veset here. Moshe, what is that? Shia Moshe L'Shamosh V'Eid. Sh'oim L'Mitzad HaMashkif. The Yitzir Shamosh Nichas Eid immediate. Have a Vest Sh'oim L'Kinuach Avlo L'Bdika. We saw before. If you made a Bdika, it's already not Oysia. That's too much time. At best, you can make a Kinuach. Nimtzal Shalol Achazman. So the Mishnah said, if it's like, it means past the time of Oysia, What's the din over there? Tmeim. I'm sorry. Tmeim is sofik turim and akorb. No korb. Frag the Gemara, ton and a brice who said chayov and moshem tolui. Yeah, vada, the price is right, l'chura. Vada should be noshem tolui. It's not vada tomei, but it's sofik. It might have been there b'shas tashmish. It might not have been there b'shas tashmish. She should bring noshem tolui. Frag, so what's talking about Otana? At this one, he was taking on that he meant Ptur Makorb and Gansa. That's so clear in other places, but that's how our Gemara is going. V'tone did don my timer. What happened to Atana? What happened to Roshim Tolio Bayos? B'nechticha mishtechtichas. This is a famous, we have Paskin, it's a machloik, it's a Noshim Toloi. I don't know how you're in the Psukim, really. And as let's say you have, again, a Noshim Toloi comes on a Sofek Chiv Chatus B'shoigi. Say, Stazay, I have a piece of chel, I have a piece of fat on the table here. It's if it's chaylev and a guy eats it b'shoygeg, the chayv achatos. What if it's sofek chaylev? Sofek chaylev, sofek shum, and a guy eats it b'shoygeg. You bring an oshem toli on that or not? That's a big machlokes. That's called one chatrich. There's only one chatrich there. So many hold, some machlokes increases, that you bring an oshem toli on that. But there are many who hold that you need chticho mishtei chtichos. Meaning, on that case, you'll be put. What's the case of oshem toli? You have a piece of chaylev, you have a piece of shuman in front of him. B'shoige, he eats one, he doesn't know which one he ate. That's Oshem Toli. Why is that worse? Either because it could be some exeris akosov, it says, achas mi mitzvois Hashem, and yeshem lemig, mitzvois has to be two pieces. Or it's ikva yisur, the Gemara says over there, shlebat akama, kumet three pshotim, and the Gemara increases. But in point of fact, as a machlogis tanoim, if you chayev in Oshem Toli, achaticho achas, or yenich ticho, mishtech tiches. Now what's the case over here? What? Of course, it's chlichachas. I mean, it's just washing neither, washing neither. Will you have by arayis chlichachas and shtechdish? You have a case like that. Ishtu v'achoysoi b'mito. He's born one, and he doesn't know which one he was born. That's the case the Gemara gives. You can have a case in arayis. But here, it's a very simple case. Washing neither, washing neither. It's chlichachas. So, are the Tana the Brisa holds that you bring Oshem Toli in chlichachas? Melo in achas man, it's really not a vada. It's a sofek. He was born a sofek neither. Dafa bring an Oshem Toli. Our Tana holds that for Oshem Toli you need Chticha Achas Mishtech Chtiches. So there's no Oshem Toli here. That's what the Mishnah said. Turim and Akor. Okay. Ezu Achazman. Now, the technical angle over here. The Mishnah said, what's Achazman? Kidei Sheteirid Min Amita V'Tadiach Poneo. It's off the bed and she makes a kinuach. Okay? Lama Zogin, that takes 2 minutes. Okay, so in other words, Oishyem is 5 seconds. Then you have another bracket of time of 2 minutes. So in the 5 seconds, it's a vada, yichayv chatos. What did we decide? 2 minutes, okay. I forgot already. In the 2 minutes, then it's tumas sofek. He's tummy, but it's a real sofek d'oraisa. Do you bring an oshem toli? That depends on the machloikas increases. Then the third bracket is after that. After the 2 minutes, that's already tumas mesles. Machloikas said it's tumas boiler. It's only for kochim, whatever it is over there. So we have to know that bracket, because we got to know how much time is in the Oshem Toli bracket. We'll call it Oshem Toli, even though our Mishnah is not really an Oshem Toli, but anyway. Oh, very minu. So you told me the Mishnah, it's Kitei Sheteirid Min Amito V'Tadiach Poneo. Doing the Brisa says a different Zman. Ezo Zman, Ezo Achaz Zman, Pirish, Rebeloz, Reb Tzodik, Kitei Shetoishit Yodo Tachas HaKar, O Tachas HaKeses, V'Tito Leid, V'Tivtok Bo. That's the Chura, a shorter time. She doesn't get off the bed. She's right on the bed under the car. She takes it, makes the dik. Over there, she's got to be tayyum in a mito. She has to do it, okay? Looks like a shorter time. Okay, says Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Chisda, my achar. What do you mean achar? In the Mishnah, you're giving me a longer zman. I'm saying it's 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes. Zog Rav Chisda is changing the Mishnah a bit. My achar, what did it mean achar in the Mishnah? The Mishnah it said, Ezu achazman, it gave me teirin ben amita. You're telling me it's less than that? Doesn't mean that. My achar de achar. Meaning when the Mishnah said, Ezu achazman, it didn't mean what's after oishem. What's after the after oishem? I skipped a step. There's oishem. Then there's after that. That's this one of toishid yodah. And what's after that? That's teirin ben amita. That's the third. That already puts you into the mesles. Frag the Gemara, Voktoni Allah, Nimtsal Shalol Achazman, Tmei Misofek, Uptumina Korm, Ezo Achazman, Teshtevin Amita, Deponel. That's not true. The Mishnah is going on the Achazman where it's Tomi Misofek. and it says Teire, you're pushing it to the next man. Zog de Gemara Hochi Ka Omar. I mean, there's a chsurim echser in this Mishnah. We're missing lines. What it, there are words missing in the Mishnah. Hochi Ka Omar Ezo Achazman. What's Achazman that puts you into that suffix? That the second bracket. That's Kedesh Toshid Yod Olatacha Sakar Olatacha Sakeses Titlachetiv Zabo. Ukedesh Teire Min Amita. That's the next man. Vitadias Ponea. That's Machloikas Abegiv Chachomim. But it says achakach. After that comes at mesles. You want to make the Mishnah. You want to go back to the Mishnah. Is what's after that? And that's his mesles. But it says achakach. After that is betames as another zman. That's how you have to read the Mishnah. It's missing, but you got to change it around. But kids, so you have three Zamanim. You have Oisyon. Then you have Toshit. That's the Sobek time. And then you have Teirid Min Amita. That's already Mesles. That's equivalent to 6 hours later. What? Good Kasha. Bottom Toises. Toises Kasha. No Teres. The Mishnah, the Lacha Mishnah has a very interesting Teres. The Pekipshuto is difficult. Very difficult. Shaina Muchin Zach here, but the Toises has no Teres. The Rosh says something. I honestly, I'm not clear what he means. The last line of the Rosh. Oh, that's Reb Chisda. They attack a two zmanim. Teirin Amita basically is meaningless, as he's pointing out. It's just another way of saying mesles. Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi says the same period of time. How do we get into this mess? Because we assumed that Toshit Yodah Tachas Akar is less than Teirin Amita. Should I get off the bed? Rav Ashi Amita V'idi Chad Shura. Why? Eid B'yodah Teirin. He says like this. It's two ways of describing the same amount of time. If she has the aid in her hand, then the time to get off the bed and make the bdika is the same as the amount of time not getting off the bed if she has to go fishing for the aid. The Bryce is talking when she doesn't have it in her hand. So the way of saying the time, she has to put a hand under the thing, get the aid and make the bdika. The Mish is talking when she has the aid in her hand, not to go fishing for the aid. The same amount of time it takes to get off the bed and make the bdika as it does to stay on the bed and go fishing for the eight. It's just another way of saying the same 2 minute bracket. Rav Ashi Yom Eidi V'Eidi Chad Shuruhu Eid B'Yodo Kedesh Teirin Amita V'Tiches Ponel. If she has the aid, the time of malatment is enough to get off the bed and make the bdika. Ein Eid B'Yodo. If she doesn't have the aid, Kedesh Toshit Yodo L'Tachas Akal L'Tachas Akeses V'Titol Eid V'Tiv Degu. That's the same period of time. Rashi says that the Pchizi didn't buy it because he held that getting off the bed takes longer even if you have the aid in your hand. So he couldn't do this trick. He just didn't think it's true. At that time, Teirin Amita is always going to be longer than Titol even if you have the aid in your hand. Okay, it's a technical machloek is over there. Most of them accept the first Pshat. We'll soon see because the Gemara is going to remain with a kasha on Rav Ashi. That's tomorrow already. You never have.